From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide blast inside a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in Kabul has killed at least 40 worshippers and wounded dozens more. Ayaz Gul has details.
It was, in fact, a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were two attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons, and he started shooting at the crowd.
That was reporter Ayaz Gul. Militants killed 14 policemen and wounded 8 in a shootout during a raid Friday on a militant's hideout southwest of Cairo. Marissa Melton has more.
Egypt has been struggling to contain an insurgency by Islamic militants led by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Attacks have centered mostly in the northern region of the Sinai Peninsula, but attacks on the mainland have also recently increased. The country has been under a state of emergency since bombings and suicide attacks targeting minority Coptic Christians killed scores earlier this year. Those attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Somalia's prime minister says the president will announce a, quote, state of war against the Al-Shabaab extremist group blamed for the country's deadliest attack. A military official says the United States is expected to play a supporting role in the new offensive. Somalia's information minister says the death toll has risen to 358 in the country's worst attack ever. This is the Voice of America News.